You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Wednesday, March the 19th of 2025. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, 35 degrees is the temperature, but don't let that fool you. Some significant winter-like weather is moving in later this morning, throughout the afternoon, into the evening. In fact, a winter storm warning remains in effect. Well, actually, will go into effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon until 1 a.m. Thursday morning. And officially, spring starts tomorrow. So a little dose of winter to wrap things up. And hopefully, again, sounds like, according to Brittany, we may get another little dose. I don't know if it'll be as big as this later in the weekend, but obviously this time of year, whether it's March, whether it's April, there's still that potential for some significant snow, and that's what we're going to get here in Marathon County. Again, winter storm warning, 1 p.m. until 1 a.m. Heavy snow expected, total snow accumulations between 6 and 9 inches, but that's not really the biggest issue, and I guess maybe it is the biggest issue, but a combination of winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour may produce areas of blowing and drifting snow in open areas. So again, if you are on the roads at all later this afternoon into this evening, make sure you're aware that the hazardous conditions could impact your commute, especially if you're heading home maybe at 4 or 5 o'clock after work, and then especially in the evening as well. So snowfall rates of an inch or more per hour are expected during the mid-afternoon through early evening period, and as Brittany said as well, may be accompanied by thunder as well. So if you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. So again, that's a winter storm warning in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon until 1 a.m. early Thursday morning here in Marathon County. Well, other than that, hopefully your day is off to a terrific start. That's a little bit of a downer to start things off with all this weather coming in. But I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will talk to Ian about the number for the day. And at the end of the show, we always finish things off, the final couple of minutes of the show, with Ian and the number for the day quiz, where we give him an opportunity to get on the top step, get on the high horse, get up there and have a great way to finish off the show. But it's not easy. I mean the math says it's not easy, because again, basically these numbers are, you know, it's you got to try to use maybe a little bit of sense involved, but it's basically a guess. It's not an easy thing to do. So we give you two choices that are wrong, one that is right. So based on the math, it's 33%. And so the goal is every week to get one out of three. That's the minimum. And 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. Then we want a winning week, which is 3 out of 5, right?
Yes.
Then the best ever week, where he's gone 4 out of 5 three different times, and we're still looking for that perfect week of 5 out of 5. But before we go any further, I need to say good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad. We got some work to do.
Yes, we do.
At this point, I just want to secure a passing week.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we will have your opportunity coming up.
Yeah. What is the topic of today's number, by the way?
I'm kind of looking here. And again, I have the one that is, which is okay. But if there's one that's better, I may change it. But I think we may have to go with I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
One is talking about the age of new mothers in the United States. Basically, you know, when somebody has their first child. And also talking about toilet paper use for an individual in the United States.
I think the toilet paper would be more fun.
Okay. Well, that's the official one. So we're going to go with the official one here this morning. So we will talk about toilet paper use for our number for the day coming up. But you got to get this one right, or else you're going to be putting your back against the wall. This is a big one.
I really need to get on the ball today.
Exactly right.
Focus.
Coming up, we're going to talk about something that occurred last evening. WASA Public Health and Safety Committee. There's going to be a little bit of an added fee for special events that require police and fire presence. So things like the Wisconsin Valley Fair, things like Wings Over Wausau, Hmong Wausau Festival. Going to talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. So see if it affects you at all as we get closer and closer to spring and summer and some of these big events that we have here in North Central Wisconsin. So raising a little bit of money, but it's also going to cost a little bit. So we'll talk about what the Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee did earlier this week. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes as well. But also want to remind you that coming up tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., the penultimate episode of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk a bit about what happened at the state girls basketball tournament a week ago. We'll look ahead to this week's WIAA boys basketball tournament. And we have a couple of special guests. Our guest will be Wausau West senior Claire Kalmus at 6:06, right at the top of the program. Claire, a member of the Wausau West softball team that started practice this week, but also has won a couple of state championships on the ice with the Central Wisconsin Storm during her high school athletic career, and also a member of the Wausau West volleyball team. So very busy, and Claire Kalmus also very talented because she will be heading to the University of Wisconsin to play Division I college softball starting next year. So Claire Kalmus at 6:06. And then Merrill boys basketball coach Troy Pieper will be our coach guest at 6:30. Talk about the Blue Jays season, talk about their move to the Great Northern Conference next year, and also something we did last year as well. He and Jeff Gress will be breaking down the divisions for the boys high school basketball tournament and have a good give and take on that as well. So should be fun tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO and online. Also want to mention as well that this morning, in fact, the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association announced their all-state team. And some area student athletes have been honored by the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association with their all-state team for the 2024-2025 season. Congratulations to Wausau West Cooper DePoit and Julian Scalcucci on earning first-team all-state honors. And DePoit, a junior with the Warriors, and Scalcucci, just a sophomore, but first-team all-state. And also to Chase Crass, Owen Pergalski, and Shea Jones for being named honorable mention. So five Wausau West hockey players honored by the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association. Also, congratulations to DC Everest goalie Griffin Bunnell. He was also named the first team All-State, and Evergreen teammate Cole Vance Like was also named honorable mention. You always like to be able to give some shout outs. Says, I am attempting to be more positive in many aspects, because sometimes, again, as I said in the first hour, sometimes during these times that we live in, you can find yourself just, you know, shaking your head in the wrong direction. No. But we got to start shaking our head in the right direction. Yes, a little bit more often.
Very true. A lot of times the negative can overpower the positive aspects, but even just one small positive story can really change your day for the better.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to try to do, but it does not mean that we are not going to talk about some of the things that need to be talked about as well.
We're still going to talk about it.
Exactly. So we want to have that balance. We want your days to get off not to just a negative start, but we want a positive start as well. We want to be able to give you the information that you need, have the discussion that you're looking for, and be able to get your days off to a good start as well. And that's
absolutely.
It's that balance. We're trying to get that little bit of a balance. But again, really feel great for the kids that were named All-State on the hockey rink this year, and it's wonderful. And in fact, last week was a great week because, again, wrapping up the winter sports season, had a chance to be at three different end of season banquets. So very nice of these folks to invite me. And Wausau West hockey banquet, then the Storm hockey banquet, and then on Sunday it was the Wausau West boys basketball banquet. And it was almost embarrassing because they were saying such nice things about me at one point. And it was like, I mean, stop it. It's because it's so much fun to do. I mean, I feel like I'm cheating in a way because I love being around the teams and being around the coaches and the entire programs.
They're giving you a proper credit.
Well, the thing is, and we talked about it last hour, because it's important that we highlight, I think, these student athletes, and I think it's important we highlight. And I was just looking at my email at the top of the hour, got a note again from a local person that's involved in a theatrical production that's coming up and wants to try to get a interview here and get some of the cast members on and to promote. And that's exactly what we love to do around here. We want to be able to promote the good things that our youth are doing, and we're going to do that definitely as well. So again, hopefully give you a little good news and also talk about some important things going on as well here in North Central Wisconsin. In fact, coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit about what happened earlier this week at Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee in terms of a ticket fee, and talk about the positives and maybe not so positive. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to pay a little bit more, but if it goes towards good things, I do think it's a positive as well. So we'll tell you what happened coming up next as we continue here on this Wednesday morning. The time is 9:18 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Janet at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We'll be right back.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. And you can give us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. And let us know what's on your mind. Also, quick note that coming up later today, tune into the Maggie Dawn Show right here on WXCO from 2 until 4 p.m. Part of the program today, Maggie will be speaking with Democratic organizers in red counties across Wisconsin. Included will be Marathon County Democratic Party Chairman Nancy Stensel. Of course, Nancy appears on this show every other Thursday. In fact, every other Thursday conversation will be held tomorrow morning in the second hour of the show. But today, she'll be joined with Kathleen Rolke of Wood County and Marcia Steele of Winnebago County. So you can hear Nancy along with those other two Democratic organizers in red counties across Wisconsin coming up during the Maggie Dawn Show today, 2 till 4 p.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, I wanted to mention the Wausau Public Health and Safety Committee this week unanimously approved a $1 per ticket fee for special events that require a significant police and fire presence. According to a story at WausauPilotAndReview.com, the policy change, part of the city's 2025 budget passed by the City Council in November, now moves to the full council for approval. According to city documents, the city's fee schedule was amended on November 12th of 2024 to include the new surcharge. It will be applicable after the council approves it, as is expected. City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi told the committee that city staff determined a new ordinance was not needed. Instead, they opted to amend the special event policy to add the $1 per ticket fee and clarify how it will be collected. And that's the thing that's kind of interesting with this new policy. Under the revised policy, event organizers will be responsible for self-reporting ticket sales and paying the fee within 30 days of the event. The fee applies to all tickets sold or given away, even if the event is later canceled. It sounds a little bit like what's the term that would be used when you basically why is my mind freezing here? Basically, you call if you're playing tennis. You don't have linesmen. You call it yourselves, and you have to basically trust each other that you're going to be fair about it. So,
what is that called?
I know it's sometimes the mind does not work early in the morning for me, but that's the way it's going to be. The event organizers responsible for self-reporting the ticket sales and paying the fee within 30 days of the event.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, but what happens for those folks who don't self-report? Do not pay the fee? I mean, what's the next step? I mean, because obviously there has to be a next step involved in that as well. And again, this is not for every event. This is for the events where there is the need for police or fire protection in some way.
Like significant Wisconsin Valley Fair.
Yep. And it says, again, it says requires a significant police and fire presence. And what does significant mean? I mean, there's a few questions here that I would have.
There's a lot of food vendors, and there's a risk of, you know, something catching on a fire. Does that qualify it? I mean, there has to be a certain regulations that show, okay, well, what is more prone to fire danger and which is not? So what do we have to pay for? I mean, there's a lot of variables that go into it.
And the fee applies to all tickets sold or given away, even if the event is later canceled. If after an event it's determined that no service was needed or that the event was canceled, the $1 fee will still apply to every ticket sold or given away for that event, the revised policy states. Both Bernardi and Wausau Police Chief Matt Barnes, who is responding to a question from Alder Sarah Watson, said there will be no exemptions for free tickets. Barnes said a ticket is a ticket. It is applicable to all kinds of tickets, regardless of whether it's for an adult or child, sold or given away. It will not apply to events such as concerts on the square. It will be applied to the ticketed events where people are buying an admission ticket to get through the gate, she said. So that means that such events impacted would be the Wisconsin Valley Fair, mm-hmm. the Hmong Wassa Festival, Wings Over Wassa. The surcharge is projected to generate about $70,000 in 2025. So, again, it'll be number one. It's going to be interesting. It's add another dollar to these tickets. But at the same time, the self-reporting aspect of it is going to be interesting. And then what happens for those folks who drag their feet on the self-reporting aspect? So it's going to be interesting to see this new policy go into action here in 2025.
True.
The time is 9:28. Still waiting. I think actually if I'm peeking, it looks like maybe some light precipitation is falling. I'm going to go outside and see during this information update to see for sure. But again, there is a winter storm warning that goes into effect at 1 p.m. until 1 a.m. early Thursday morning. We'll get you more on the weather and a whole bunch more coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joining Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, plus special guests. At the top of the show at 6:06, we'll be joined by Wassa West senior Claire Kalmus, who is getting set to start her final high school season with the Warriors before heading off to the University of Wisconsin. Then at 6:30, it's Merrill High School head boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. We'll talk about the Blue Jays season and also look ahead at the state tournament. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Temperature at 35 degrees. I did go outside during that information update because I wanted to see whether or not there was some light precipitation coming down.
How was it out there?
No precipitation. Maybe I'm just seeing things. But as I look out the window, maybe I was almost willing precipitation because it feels like it should be raining lightly or maybe light freezing rain, but nope, it is not raining yet. There's no precipitation coming down yet, but that will change. I mean, it's gonna happen.
We'll get here. Just a question of how much, because I know they were talking about 6 to 9 inches, but I'm hoping it's only like 3 to 5.
Brittany sounded pretty adamant it's going to be in that 6 to 9.
Usually right.
Yes, she is. She's usually right. So, again, there's a winter storm warning.
So don't put the snowblowers away yet, people. Make sure you got those batteries to charge up. You got your shovels ready because you're probably going to have to shovel quite a bit this evening.
That is very true. And, again, the snow will be coming this afternoon, but it will be done, Brittany said, around midnight. A winter storm warning from 1 p.m. until 1 a.m., and then 6 to 9 inches of total accumulation. But again, especially the afternoon drive time, after the rain and the freezing rain, we'll put down some ice and then the snow. Be aware, it's going to be some slick road conditions out there as you try to head on home.
And again, we'll keep you up to speed throughout the course of the day with Brittany and our entire 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media meteorology team. Also, wanted to mention as well that coming up next week, starting on Monday, another great way to win, another text to win contest statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Break into Spring, our text to win statewide contest, starting on Monday and then going for 2 weeks. And make sure you tune in multiple times during the day in the 7 o'clock hour, the 11 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour, and the 4 p.m. hours each day throughout the 2 weeks in the statewide text to win contest. I'm still a little annoyed they're not doing it during one of our hours.
Yeah.
And I had a meeting the other day with one of my bosses and said, oh, sorry about that. Well, it's like, I know, but still would have been nice to have a chance to be part of it.
Maybe a contest, they'll pick us.
Maybe, but there's four times to win. And what you'll have to do is, like, starting at in the 7 o'clock hour, listen to Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio. He will give you a keyword to enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner and then also be entered in for the grand prize. And you have a chance to win that very hour. So anybody that descends in for that hour will have a chance to win a Chula Vista getaway. Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. Brewers opening day coming up in just over a week. Or $100 cash. And that's just for the hourly game. Four times a day, 5 days a week. Those are the hourly prizes.
Good prizes.
And then every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. Nice. And that will be a grand prize. So a terrific chance to win. But who couldn't use $100 cash or tickets to see the crew for nothing?
They're all very good prizes.
And the thing about these tickets as well, because last year I went to one game. It was with the Civic Media. And the tickets are just fantastic. They're great tickets. They were some of the best tickets I've ever had going to see the Brewers. So you can see everything really great. It's and it's actually in an area where you have a decent chance of getting a foul ball even. So it's like a whole lot of fun. And those Chula Vista getaways are also fantastic. So really some great hourly prizes starting Monday, next Monday, March 24th. Your first chance to win will be with Pat in the 7 o'clock hour, then Jane Matinere during the 11 o'clock hour, Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour, and then Dom Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour each day during that two-week statewide text to win contest. And make sure you download the Civic Media app and be listening starting at 7 a.m. on Monday for your chance to win. Listen for that keyword, text to win. And again, it's a great excuse as well to get the Civic Media app. And it's free, it's easy, it's a great piece of technology. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download it, and then you'll open it up and you'll see every station on the Civic Media Radio Network. The fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. And when you do send in your text to win keywords, we ask you to use 98.9 WXCO because the folks down at headquarters, they look at that. They say,
keeping track of our numbers.
Yep, which station is getting the highest number of texts, and we want you to be on Team WXCO. So that's what we're looking for. We would appreciate it big time.
Is this one of those contests where it's a different keyword for each of the hours? It's not the same?
Yep. Once that keyword is done, you have that hour. So like at 7 o'clock on Monday, Pat will come on after the information update in the news, probably about 7:06, 7:07, give you the keyword. You'll have until the end of the hour. Once that clock hits 8 o'clock, that keyword is dead.
Can't be used anymore.
It will not be used anymore. There will be a new keyword. There'll be a new keyword for every hour, every time during the 40 different times you play it during the two-week span, there'll be 40 different keywords. So, yep, that's exactly right. Wanted to touch a little briefly here on something that occurred yesterday. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, came out with a statement because what we hear over and over and over again in recent weeks is Donald Trump and Elon Musk criticizing and threatening judges because they don't like their rulings. They think that they should be rubber stamped on everything. Well, John Roberts has an interesting relationship with Donald Trump. It feels like on one hand, sometimes he'll push back a little bit, and then other times he'll enable him. And I think the enabling was never more clear than last summer when he allows Donald Trump and presidents to be able to basically break the law without facing any criminal consequences. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, Roberts, after Donald Trump, again on social media yesterday, put out a heated post referring to a federal judge currently handling a migrant deportation case as crooked. Trump declared the judge should be impeached, all capital letters. Soon after yesterday, Roberts issued a statement. For more than two centuries, it's been established that the impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. For U.S. District Court judges currently on the front lines of the Trump litigation, Roberts' defense was heartening if overdue. For retired Justice Stephen Breyer, he told CNN that the statement met the moment. Breyer said, "It's informative. It's short. It doesn't blame anyone or praise anyone. It says if you don't like what the judge holds, appeal." He repeats, appeal. But the thing about it is, for every little pushback that people like John Roberts gives Donald Trump, they don't say anything, and then they also fall on their knees way too often.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, and the thing that was not mentioned in that statement from John Roberts, was the times here in the last couple of weeks that Donald Trump and his administration have ignored court orders. That should have been brought up. Because if Donald Trump decides that the courts have no jurisdiction over him, then we're a dictatorship. I would have liked to have seen the Chief Justice actually mention, hey, when the court makes a ruling, you are by law expected to do what it says.
Exactly.
But we have not seen that from Donald Trump. But again, it's one of these things where at times you see the uncomfortableness of people like John Roberts, who I think, while conservative, are of the traditional conservative school, where you're not trying to overthrow the government. You're just conservative when it comes to our government. But with people like the MAGAs and the Donald Trumps of the world, they continue pushing, and basically are trying to take away traditional powers that were with the courts and also with the legislative branch. They're trying to make what has been for nearly 250 years three co-equal branches of government into one branch of government that has all the cards and two branches of government that basically just do what the third branch wants them to do. So, again, good for John Roberts for coming out and actually making a statement, because in this era, if you make a statement against Donald Trump, who knows what happens?
Yeah.
He gets so upset, he starts calling for whatever, and there's a danger factor. Trump was actually trying to almost ignore it, because he was asked about it yesterday on, of course, Fox News.
Of course.
Trump said, quote, "He didn't mention my name." like nobody knew what Roberts was talking about. "He didn't mention my name." Trump then basically doubles down. "We have bad judges. I think at a certain point, you have to start looking at what do you do when you have a rogue judge? What do you do when you have a rogue president? What do you do when you have a rogue officer within the president's circle, Elon Musk?" So the idea that rogue judges are the problem and not rogue folks within government, within the executive branch, is again just ignoring what the true issue is.
We know what the problems are. He's the one that needs to acknowledge that he's the problem.
So again, it's going to be interesting. We need people to stand up. We need people to push back. And while maybe this was not at the level that many of us would want it to see, I will give John Roberts credit in this case for actually coming out and saying something and saying, making, hey, Mr. President, even though he didn't use his name, impeachment is not the process that we go through in this country. You'd appeal the ruling and let the appellate process work itself out. Mm-hmm. So again, I will give John Roberts some credit in terms of what he was able to do and say yesterday. But the bottom line is a lot more needs to be done and not just said as we continue. Tomorrow, 2 months to the day. Yeah. Feels like a lot longer since Trump 2.0 got underway. Mm-hmm. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, our daily history lesson, and Ian Welsh will take the number for the day quiz.
That's right.
That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
March the 19th of 2025, a hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, and with the snow coming, it'll be a slick downhill dive towards the weekend.
True.
It is day number 78 of this year. There are 287 days remaining in the year, so 7-8 and then 8-7, 2-8-7.
Yeah, but then we switch.
So 287 days remaining in the year 2025. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1831, the City Bank of New York became the site of the first bank robbery in United States history. $245,000 was taken. Edward Smith was caught, convicted, and spent 5 years in prison. On this date in 1918, the U.S. Congress established time zones and approved daylight savings time. On this date in 1953, the Academy Awards ceremony was televised for the first time, with proceedings in Hollywood and New York. The Greatest Show on Earth was named Best Picture of 1952. On this date in 1957, Elvis, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, bought his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
On this date, 31 years after that, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, bought a ranch near Santa Ynez, California, and built his own personal zoo and amusement park. He named it, do you remember what Michael Jackson's ranch was named?
I don't know the top of my head.
Neverland. Neverland really, Ranch. Yeah.
That did was, not know that.
Oh, I thought you would have known that. No, Neverland Ranch. Absolutely.
Learned something new.
Exactly. On this date in 2013, NASA's Mars rover Curiosity discovered further evidence of water-bearing minerals.
Curiosity, how about that?
And on this date in 2019, a super bloom of poppies in Walker Canyon in Southern California was visible from space after high rainfall. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Ursula Andress, Bond girl from Dr. No, one of the great James Bond adventures with Sean Connery in the 1960s. Ursula Andress is 89 years old today. Academy Award-winning actor Glenn Close is 78 years old today. Prisoner and former film producer Harvey Weinstein is 73. Bruce Willis, And I know he's done a lot of great work in films in his career, but I still say my favorite Bruce Willis role was David Addison on the TV series Moonlighting. That made him a star, and I think that showed him in his most well-rounded way. Bruce Willis suffering through some major health issues these days, 70 years old today. Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is 67. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged here on the 19th day of March. It is Let's Laugh Day. Mm. It's always good to have a good hearty laugh.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It is chocolate caramel or caramel day. And actually, I say that because I would have said chocolate caramel day. But earlier today on Up North News, there was an argument.
Oh, yeah. Is it a caramel?
Whether it's caramel or caramel. So I'm going to go with caramel right now. You can call it caramel, but it's chocolate caramel / caramel day. Poultry Day, Certified Nurses Day, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day.
Oh, I'm a huge TMNT fan.
All righty. Time now for our number for the day quiz. We give Ian the number for the day quiz every day. Three choices, two of which are wrong, one of which is right. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, even by just guessing. So 33% is the goal each week. Above 33% is the passing grade. Mm-hmm. Below 33% is the failing grade. A winning week is more right than wrong, 3 out of 5. Best ever week is 4 out of 5, and still looking for a perfect week, 5 out of 5.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper! We all deal with toilet paper on a daily basis. And our number for the day is squares of toilet paper used by the average person each day.
So
squares. You know, there's a square.
But not the rolls.
No. There's always a square. The square of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how many squares of toilet paper are used by the average person each day?
What are my choices?
The correct answer, 17 squares. Is the correct answer, 57 squares. Is the correct answer, 97 squares.
17, 57, or 97 a day. Okay. Okay. Oh, don't have a lot of time here, so I gotta focus. As the average person, right?
Yep.
Okay. Day. All right. I'm going to say, and I'm just taking a shot here. I'm going to say 57. I'm going to go with a B as my final answer. 57, a final answer.
All right.
Just taking a shot here.
Yesterday, it was the middle number. So is it the middle number 2 days in a row?
Oh, boy.
Numbers. Are you feeling a little nervous about it now?
I am.
Squares of toilet paper used by the average person each day is 57.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
You figured it out.
Yes, it did.
You're now 1 for 3. You're right where you need to be. And everything is on the line tomorrow and Friday.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow at the top of the show. We'll be joined by Nancy Stensel in hour number two. And we'll find out how much snow we got. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chet. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Big High School Sports Show, 6 o'clock tonight, right here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.